Today on Family Talk.
Former baseball star Daryl Strawberry had an illustrious and successful career on the baseball diamond. However, behind the scenes, his life was plagued by addiction, infidelity, cancer, and even jail time. Through his personal hardships and struggles, Daryl encountered the redeeming power of Jesus Christ. And today on Family Talk, he will share what he is doing now to point others to the Lord. Hello, everyone. This is Family Talk, a production of the James Dobson Family Institute. And I'm Roger Marsh, filling in today for our host, psychologist and best-selling author Dr. James Dobson. In just a moment, you'll hear Daryl's conversation with Family Talk's Dr. Tim Clinton, recorded at the 2019 SoCal Harvest Crusade. They'll briefly talk about Daryl's baseball career, which led to a very wayward lifestyle. He'll then share his heart for ministering to those who have experienced similar setbacks in their lives. This is a powerful broadcast that really expresses the way God can completely transform anyone. Here now is Dr. Tim Clinton to further introduce our guest on this edition of Family Talk.
You're listening to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton. Our special guest today, Major League Baseball legend Daryl Strawberry. We're in Southern California at the Angel Stadium right now in Anaheim, California, where we're gathered for the Harvest Crusade with Pastor Greg Laurie. Daryl, thanks for stopping by Family Talk.
Thanks for having me. It's great to see you.
You too. Hey, you know, you've been on a kind of torrid run lately. You're speaking all over the country. God's got his hand all over you. What's been happening?
Just a lot of great things. I think God is on the move. He's very serious about his call on people's lives, and that they should respond in such a great way where you respond in humility. I think Moses was used so mightily because of his humility with God, and I think God is looking for sincere people who will go out there and speak the truth, you know, which is the gospel. It's the good news to bring about his awareness to what's happening. You know, he knows. I think a lot of us don't think he knows, but he's sitting right there and watching every last one of us, because I think when God calls you, he has to equip you for his great work. And I've been in such a great season with God, just, you know, saturating myself in the Word and studying more and more to learn more about his ways and not my ways, and his plan and his purpose to reach his people. I've had the opportunity to travel the country and see the epidemic with opiates and heroin addiction, and just see so many people dying, and it just bothered me, you know, because I'm in recovery. I got 16 years of recovery, and it just really frustrated me why so many young people are missing the mark.
Yeah.
And I know why they're missing the mark, because brokenness is real. And what we're looking at, Tim, we're looking at a spiritual brokenness in America.
Yeah, we are.
More than anything. That's why we have an epidemic like we do. And everybody wanted to put a Band-Aid over it, and you can't put a Band-Aid over the enemy. Hmm. You know, and we have to wake up and realize that if we don't start teaching these young people real biblical principles, they're going to continue to go down the wrong road.
We're going to come back to that in just a moment. Daryl Strawberry is our guest again today. He was one of the most feared sluggers in baseball. 17-year career. I think he won a World Series with the Mets, right?
Yes.
Was it three with the Yankees?
Three with the Yankees.
You have four World Series rings. You were, I think, in eight All-Star games.
Eight-time All-Star.
You had something like 370...
335.
335
If you want to give me a little bit more, that's okay, but I can't take responsibility. I won't be responsible for those.
Daryl, baseball was good to you. You know that, and we know, and people who have heard you speak, they know your story, that there was also a place where you got lost. And God, in his mercy, I think, found you. You turned your heart toward him. You believe in the power of God's love, the gospel message. You're out there crusading that. And Daryl, you don't often talk a lot about baseball anymore. Help us reconcile that. Why is that true?
Well, what's burning inside of me is the love of Jesus and the hurting of our society and people's lives more than anything, because I was hurting once about a time, and I'm glad that I fell through the cracks of life. Because had I not fell through the cracks of life, I probably would have made another $50 million playing baseball, but I wouldn't have never met Jesus. And I know that for a fact, because I accumulated wealth, fame, living behind the community gates, privilege all my life, kids privilege, but I didn't know Jesus. So what legacy would I leave for my children? See, my mom left a great legacy for me. She left a legacy that Jesus was Lord. So my legacy that I need for my kids is Jesus is Lord. And my mother prayed for me, and her prayers has come to pass. She didn't get to see me when she was living, because I was living a heathen life. and I was separated from God, and she was on her face praying for me. And when I found that journal under her bed, it said, God, please knock my kids and knock her off of his throne and save him. And that's what came to pass. That's what really came to pass. So I never take that for granted. The baseball uniform is just a baseball uniform. All that's going to pass. Numbers are going to pass. Somebody's going to break your numbers. And how are you going to feel about it? I'm not worried and concerned about the baseball numbers. I believe God used that platform for me to have the life that he created for me from the beginning because of my mother's prayers. And I want the same thing for my kids. I want them to be empowered with biblical principles, with scriptures, and knowing that God is real, not just the God that we talk about.
Daryl, you're a story that people out there no doubt say, he's going to be like everybody else. He's going to break again. This isn't going to hold. But it's holding.
Well, they've been saying that for 16 years. The thing is I don't look back. I'm not worried or concerned about what people are going to say. Because, you know, I remember when they talked about me when I first started playing Major League Baseball and coming up through the minor leagues that I wouldn't be able to hit like that. Well, obviously it worked out pretty well over my career because I believed it. And, you know, today my belief is not in me. My belief is in Jesus. I believe what the Bible has taught me. I believe what God has taught me. I believe when God called me 9 years ago to start preaching and said, I want you to watch Billy Graham's crusades and I want you to read Billy Graham's book, my life has never been the same since I watched his crusades and started reading his book. I started understanding what salvation was. I started understanding what an evangelist is and what his job is to do. His job is not to be there to see what happens. His job is to catch the people and let the church disciple them and bring them to a greater place. So I understand who I am. I understand the lane that I must stay in and what God's called me to do, and I just continue to do it.
Daryl, what are you learning about God? I see this marvelous transition, this change in your life, and you say it's about him. What are you learning about God's faithfulness?
That he's fun. You know, he's fun to work for. See, I worked for man before, and I know the end story in that. See, they're going to be done with you.
I love that.
When it's all over. Yeah. But working for God is such a privilege because he's never going to be done until he calls you home. Man achievements are, look at me, but God, when you work for him, it's really a joy to be able to have an urgency and to love people, because when you understand that Christ loved us first, it wasn't us loving him first, it was him loving
us.
We
love because he first loved us.
He first loved us. And the thing I love about God more than anything is that he will never, never leave you nor forsake you. I've had every situation occur from a worldly standpoint. When I was good, I was great. Everybody was loving me. But when I went into trouble, guess what? They all was gone.
They're all running.
They're all taking off running.
Scattered.
They're gone, just out of here, you know. But one thing I do know about the Lord, he has never left me or forsake me. He allowed me to go through the pain, which I'm grateful for, because the pain has created such a greatness on the inside, not the outside, not what it looks like on the outside, because we can all fool each other of what we look like on the outside. But on the inside, I can tell you what restoration is really like, what it is to be redeemed, restored, and rescued by God himself and not by man. And I just love that about God.
Well, let me ask you that. Well, what are you learning about yourself, Daryl? You know how it is when you have to peel it open and you look inside. What are you learning now?
I learned that I'm not that important. You know, and I came to a place of valuing that because I played at such a high level, and I thought because I was winning games, you know, I was that important. You know, fans cheering me on, and it was a lot of fun, don't get me wrong. But I learned, being a believer and a follower of Jesus, that I'm not important. I learned that John 3:30 is so important. He must increase, I must decrease. And I learned that if I decrease, he's going to increase more. And God continues to give me wisdom and knowledge when I lay down and deny myself and pick up my cross and carry it for him and do his work. I'm no longer have the desires of being that important. All these earthly things don't mean anything to me because I already had them, I already tasted them. Yeah. And like the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And when you finally really taste and see that the Lord is good, you don't have to have this false image about yourself. I'm not a brand. Jesus is my brand, you know. There's no brand about Daryl Strawberry. Jesus is Lord over my life. He's my brand, and he's the great I am, and I'm just going to continue to allow him to be Lord over my life so I can do his work before he calls me home.
Yeah. Your wife, Tracy, is a real addition to your life. I know her. She's got a lot of spunk in her. Darryl, what are you learning about love and life together?
Well, what I've learned about love and life together, love is not a fantasy. You know, love is a real reality that you have to work.
Every day.
Work on to become better at learning how to love. Because one thing that I've learned about marriage and relationships are so real is that we all have our own junk in our trunk. We all bring a lot of baggage and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not until we actually, you know, really deal with those. And me and Tracy dealt with them. We set them all on the table, and we really dealt with all the hard things that we had to deal with. And I think that's why God has exalted us in so many areas of our life, because we don't sugarcoat the fact that, this is my baby. And am I really living that? You
know, she walked a pretty tough road herself, right?
Well, she walked a very tough road, and she's well-spoken, and God has redeemed her and exalted her to such a place. She's been exalted higher than I have. I have never been a pastor in the church, and she's been a pastor twice in churches. So that speaks loud, you know, of who she is as a woman. And as I sit here today, I mean, she's going to college, and she's about to get her doctorate in theology. So that just shows you that God will take you from where you are at the bottom of nothing, and he will raise you up if you obey him.
And you lift him up.
And you lift him up, and you glorify him.
Yeah.
He will raise you up for his glory at such a time we're living in right now. At such a time God is calling us to live and speak life into people and bring hope into people. Because me and Tracy have been on the battlefield of seeing broken lives, broken marriages, hurting people, people pretending that they have it all together. And you don't have to pretend you have it all together, because one thing I do know about God is he's not asking you to be perfect. He's saying be holy. He's already got the perfect one, Jesus. So everything, you know, everything that could kill us, Jesus already killed it on the cross. So he's telling us just to be holy and operate in such a way of loving people and caring for people. I think that's the greatest commission God gives to all of us. It's to love people and care more about others than we care about ourselves.
You're listening to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, your host. And in studio with us, the legend in Major League Baseball himself, Darryl Strawberry, someone who God has got his hand all over him, speaking all over the country, doing a lot of ministry to men and more. Darryl, let's come back to the issue of addiction and what you've learned about addiction and where your heart is. I know you guys have a real ministry focus on serving people who are battling.
Well, I'm very frustrated with treatment centers and those that won't put biblical principles in their facility to help people, because we're in a spiritual brokenness with opiates and heroin addiction. And I've seen it firsthand. I mean, I had a treatment center down in Florida, and I'm no longer with them because I had to move on. God's called me to some bigger and better things. But I've seen people that operate these facilities all over the country, all they're concerned about is getting them in and getting them out. And I've seen
detox.
Yeah, detox and getting them in.
Which is important, but it only goes so far.
It only goes so far, Tim. And one thing you have to understand, detox is very important. But also at the same time, you can't keep medicating them while they're in treatment. You got to get them off of medication, Suboxone and all these other things. What most people don't understand is I got 16 years in recovery. Once a person alters their mind changes, their mind going to always feed for what they need to make them feel better. And that drug will, any type of drug that alters your mind is going to keep you feeding into it. And I did it for so many years, and I've seen so many young, bright, white suburban kids addicted, coming into treatment from 18 to 25, and so addicted to heroin and opiates, and they're going back out, and they give them Suboxone, they go back out and use again, and they OD and die. That breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Because I know that there is a problem, but I know that there's a great solution, which is Jesus himself. Spiritual programs will empower people and will educate people what's wrong with them on the inside. And I think too many treatment centers and people that send people to places like that that don't have a Christian curriculum with principles, with biblical principles, is not going to help this younger generation get well. It was good 30 years ago, 20 years ago, the programs were good, but that's not for this generation. What we don't understand about the young generation, they are very, very highly educated. Mm-hmm. Their minds are educated. Their minds are computer, internet educated. They know how to go get everything. And when I spend time with the kids in treatment, I says, well, how do you find all these different areas to go find drugs? They say, well, we just use our telephone. We use the laptop. we can dig into there and we can find groups and we can find where groups are hanging out and partying, and that's how we get connected.
Yeah. Breaking free is tough, Daryl. I think we all know that. It's a tough journey. And if Christ is not in the heart of all of that, I'm with you. Spiritually, I mean, it's like, where do you get your power from? How do you break free? How do you get to a new life? Daryl, what was it like for you to transition through all that, just on a personal level? I mean, did you feel like you were hopeless? Did you feel like there was moments that you just felt like, I don't know?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, it is very difficult, but it's called surrender. A person really has to surrender more than anything. I think a lot of times we want to hide who we are instead of showing our wounds and scars. And I learned that if I'm going to be well, I have to show my wounds and scars, because for me, in the public eye, I was never perfect, so I don't have to try to be perfect. And that's what it was in my life and for anybody else. So breaking free is very difficult, but it's possible. And if we get the right training, I think that's where we're going wrong. We're not training people from a spiritual standpoint. We're training them from an earthly standpoint. But you can't train people who have an addiction problem from an earthly standpoint. You have to train them from some biblical principles, spiritual standpoint, so they can get well on the inside. See, the addiction part of who they have become is on the inside. It's not what they look like on the outside, because they can look great on the outside, but they inside spiritually are dead. And I've seen so many kids walk into a treatment center that I was dealing with, and they were spiritually dead. And when they're like that, the only thing that's going to bring them back to new life is helping them understand a relationship with God, a loving God that loves you.
And I know you and Tracy have been involved in a lot of work to try to challenge and encourage and develop even those kind of treatment centers and facilities and encourage that kind of training and more in the church. Daryl, God's taking you to a place where you're really spending a lot of energy in ministering to men. It's tough. Masculinity's gotten beat up bad. Seriously. And these men are out there, and a lot of them are overdosed in shame. Daryl, when you see them on a Saturday, like you spoke at a men's event today, what do you see in the eyes of these men? What are you hearing from them? And what burdens you about them?
What burdens me about them is because they're hurting it, and they have fell so far off the road with God and don't believe God will forgive them because of their shortcomings. And what they have to understand is,
If God knows me, like you say He knows me, how could He love me? How could He care for me?
But how could He not? You know, that's the thing about it. He loves you even in the midst of your brokenness. He loves you. He's got a plan for you. It's got to come from you. I was preaching today about when things happen, when financial problems happen, when marital problems happen, job problems, kid problems, storms.
Storms.
And I brought it into the storms of life today, when we all have them. I said, told them, I've had them and still have them. But I have a foundation in trusting God. And I was preaching from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. But I got to trust, and I got to lean. And I got to acknowledge that He will take me through it and get me through the other side of the storm, as long as I don't move. But if I move from the storm, that means I'm not trusting God. Hmm. See, I was telling men today, I said storms are a part of life. Storms help you grow. Either they're going to destroy you or they're going to deliver you to where God's trying to get you. And I could have let my storms of my life destroy me and gave up and quit, but I didn't. I walked through it, and God delivered me. And then He delivers you and He gives you His goods. His goods are greater than anything that you're going to ever achieve. You know, I think a lot of times we don't trust that. We still think from this earthly standpoint. See, I've already had that. I'm not consumed with that inside of me no more. I'm more consumed with the kingdom of God and knowing what the kingdom of God is all about and knowing what eternal life really means. Because eternal life really means something greater on the other side than what it means here.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times men struggle with that because they think, wow, you know what I see, I got to have, I got to believe, and I got to be like the next guy. No, you don't have to be like the next guy. All you got to do is trust God and allow the storms to develop something inside of you, new character. Because every time you know, we go through a storm, it's got a new character that's got to be developed. See, God's never finished. He's always working on us as a man. And that's what I love about it. He works on me. And they said, well, how did you get to that place? I laid on my face with God, and I cried to him, and I said, forgive me. I'm a filthy sinner, save me. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Over and over and over and over, I did that with God. And guess what? He saved me for real. And that's all he wants. You know, that's all he wants you. All God wants us to do is be able to admit. Show me your scars. You could just, Tim, think about it.
Yeah.
When Jesus hung on the cross, he showed us his scars and his wounds. And he went to the tomb. And early Sunday morning, he got up from that tomb. Not only did he get up, he got up with all power. So that means I got to come to a place, I got to die. That Galatians 2:20 talks about it, that I have been crucified with Christ. Yes, I have to die. See, the flesh will never let you rest. It always wants satisfaction. I used to tell the flesh, well, you got to tell the flesh, shut up, you stupid. Because that's what it does. It thinks about stupid things, and it allows a man to go into stupid places and internets and places and chat rooms and stuff they don't belong in. Yeah. And then you end up wondering how you got there is because you allowed your flesh to lead you instead of your spirit man who's talking to you and telling you that you're greater than that.
When you leave an arena, are you encouraged? Are you seeing some stirring among the men?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I leave an event, I can see the stirring after several of us.
You think God's moving?
God is moving.
Stirring among men?
Well, he has to, because time is running out.
It is.
Yeah, he has to. I mean, you know, you got racial issues across America. You got, you know, kids are dying. It's here. You got storms. You got humans fighting against each other, don't even know why. And God, I can just imagine God is sitting up there, and he's just shaking his head and saying, will those people ever get it down there? He's given us everything. He's equipped us with everything. The Bible. Billy Graham taught me that the Bible is the most important thing that we will ever have in our life to live by. It is the blueprint of your life. It is revelation. It is nothing greater than that book. That book will never change. That book, heaven and earth will pass away, but this book here will never change. This book will always be the same. We all gonna pass away, Tim. We all gonna get out of here, but that book will still be here, and it will still be there to teach somebody that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Darryl, I love what God's doing in your life. I've watched you from afar and near, and there's something happening. Darryl, I wanna give you the last word here for a moment. When people leave this interview, what's the one thing you want them to remember about Darryl Strawberry?
Well, I want them to remember the fact that I was once lost, and I was once in the midst of a Major League Baseball career success, addiction, a liar, cheater, womanizer. But I met Jesus, and I entered in with him, and he changed me from the inside. Not what I look like on the outside, but he changed me on the inside. And it's the greatest thing that can happen to a person's life is to have an encounter with Jesus Christ himself and allow him to be Lord over his life and allow yourself to pick up your cross daily and love others and care for those that are suffering and those that are sick and go back and tell them about his great love so they can be restored to wholeness.
Darryl, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tim.
Man, we love what God's doing in and through you.
Thank you. Good to see you, brother.
Well, that is certainly a great testimony of God's power to transform anyone's past into his glory. I'm Roger Marsh, and you've been listening to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Dr. Tim Clinton has been our host today, joined by baseball icon Darryl Strawberry. I pray that you were encouraged by his story of redemption. And I encourage you to visit our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org for more information about Darryl's ministry and where he will be speaking next. Once you're there, you will also see a link to request a CD of this program. If you'd like to share this story with friends and family, be sure to order your copy of this broadcast today. All of this information can be found at drjamesdobson.org, and then click onto the broadcast page. Well, that's all the time we have for today here on Family Talk. Be sure to join us again tomorrow to hear Dr. Dobson's recent conversation with church security spokesman Carl Chin. They'll examine the horrific shootings that have impacted religious organizations nationwide and what can be done to prevent them. You won't want to miss their discussion coming up next time right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning into our program today. You may know that Family Talk is a listener-supported program, and we remain on the air by your generosity, literally. If you can help us financially, we would certainly appreciate it. God's blessings to you all.
That's right, Dr. Dobson. And friend, thanks to generous listeners like you, Family Talk can reach more and more listeners with practical help and encouragement. To support Family Talk with your best gift, go online to drjamesdobson.org or call 877-732-6825.